This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 486 for Thursday, July 22nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canola futures finished mixed on Thursday with a small gain for the heavily traded November contract. There are losses for most of the other positions, but they greatly improved from much larger declines earlier in the session. The November contract is up $1.40 at $8.81.30 per ton. The January contract dips 40 cents at $8.66.70 per ton. Saskatchewan Agriculture reports the province's crops continue to struggle in drought conditions. Province-wide, the canola rates only 18% good to excellent. Profit-taking is weighing on canola values as traders liquidate their long positions. The prairie weather forecast is calling for scattered showers across the region, with temperatures varying from the low 20 degrees Celsius to the low 30s. Those parts of the prairies that received rain are seeing crops become more stable. The Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie at 79.57 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 79.43. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its weekly export sales report this morning. For the week ending July 15th, wheat export sales were up 11% from the previous week at more than 473,000 tons. There's also 5,000 tons in sales for 2022-23 wheat. Old crop corn incurs a net reduction of 88,500 tons, while new crop corn is 47,700 tons on the plus side. Old crop soybean export sales are 62,000 tons, with new crop sales over 176,000 tons. Soy meal sales hit a marketing year low of 68,300 tons of old crop, while new crop comes in at 19,100 tons. Soy oil export sales are 700 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Thursday. The November contract drops 27.5 cents at $13.62 per bushel. August soy oil is down nearly a half cent at 65 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal loses $6.60 at $3.63.20 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Thursday. The September contract is down 7 cents at $5.64.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower, with the September contract down a quarter cent at $4.54.5. Wheat futures are mixed on Thursday. Chicago September falls 18.5 cents at $6.92. Kansas City September retreats 15 cents at $6.54. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September turns around to be up 6 cents at $9.04. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, July 22nd. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.